You and I talked briefly off the air a week or two ago about your visit with some certain committees within the state legislature regarding tax districts. And I think I've used the word district more this morning than I have all for like the last 2 years combined. But tell us what this is all about, Brian, and what this proposal is and where things kind of are. Just give us the beginning and walk us through it here.
Yes. So me and Representative Heiner, who represents us, went to present our idea for this special taxation district to this legislative committee, the Joint Committee for Finance Committee for the House and the Senate, and we were able to get them to at least start working on some language. It passed the first phase to get to a draft stage so that they can vote on it again before it may go to the floor. But the idea is we could actually, or anybody in the county or any county in Wyoming could define a special taxation district based on a need for projects in their area. And those boundaries could be set forth in a custom way, I suppose. Those boundaries would be approved by the county commission, and it would allow us to be able to help take, basically take a little bit more revenues for our local projects and define it, the boundaries within a local area. And basically, I like to think of it not only as the ability to control our local tax base, but also to help us have the resources to invest and become more self-reliant with what we're doing with our streets, for example.
So Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this a temporary thing, or would this be something where instituted it kind of sticks for a while? Does it have anything to do with the sixth penny tax, I guess is my question. That was a big thing that came up for vote a couple of years ago and did not pass in Lincoln County, the sixth penny. Even though it had support in South Lincoln County, it was voted down basically by Star Valley, who did not support the six penny tax. And so is this a way to create a special tax district where just South Lincoln County could do a six penny tax vote, or at least vote on that proposal?
Yeah, and it, we want to be careful about what the language on it. This does not – you can still do a six penny tax as we understand it. But, yeah, this is actually – a way, if there isn't a six penny tax, for us to be able to, for a couple of years actually, not for a limited time, to be able to put some projects out there and to let the voters within those boundaries vote on it and then benefit from those revenues for the streets or any other projects that they needed. And it's not just about us here in South Lincoln County. The people in the North Lincoln County could do it as well, or anybody else in those particular areas. So it just gives local governments another tool to be able to take care of themselves. So
okay, so it's not specifically the six penny tax. It gives an option to create a special tax district, so it doesn't have to be countywide. Am I understanding that correctly?
Right. Yeah, that's correct. And the prerequisite, I guess the way to say it is if the six penny tax does not pass, you know, then, you know, we can do this and if needed. And, but again, the six penny tax could still be put in place later if the whole county decides to vote on that. So
sure. Speaking with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. So this is still in the early stages, Brian, as far as the special tax district, as you were saying. Remind us again where it's at and what needs to happen moving forward in order for this to become a done deal.
So what we're trying to get here is for the Legislative Joint Revenues Committee to sponsor this. That increases the likelihood of it passing for us. They're going to probably, we think, take another look at the LSO English office is actually helping us with the wording to make sure it all fits well with the current statutes, and then they're going to send that to the committee, and then the committee is going to take another look at it and make a final vote. The first vote, I think we passed 8-5. Our senator, Senator Baldwin also was, he actually was a key in getting this passed. He seconded the motion to get it on there, and he's been very supportive of us. That's once that gets to that point, then it goes, it can go onto the floor, and then get voted upon, in the next legislative session. I think we're going to need a two-thirds vote because of the way the Constitution reads on this particular, session of the legislature.
Yeah,
so
being a budget year, right? Yeah, correct.
Yes. Right.
So, Brian, just would this just simply just split the county in two as far as these special tax districts, or could it be defined by various boundaries at any time? For example, could the city of Kemmer have their own that does not include Diamondville, or something similar to that?
So this does not necessarily separate us into two taxing districts. Again, the six-penny district, the six-penny tax can still be passed as we read this. And this just gives us the ability to create a district. And again, it's approved by the county commissioners. We would likely propose, that's the way that's probably going to work, is we would take a proposal to the county commissioners to say, hey, these are some boundaries we would like to define. It could be, for example, the hospital district or the cemetery district boundaries. And then we want to be able to submit some projects right. for the taxpayers in these particular areas to vote upon it. But again, I can't emphasize enough, this does not mean that we can't continue doing the six-penny tax. Possibly you could have them both in place at the same time. As I understand it, but at this time right now in Lincoln County, we do not have a six-penny tax. So
right.
this will give us the ability to define a smaller territory, and that has people, for example, everybody Cokeville South in the last election, for the six-penny tax, 64% of the people supported it, whereas the more populous north part of the county, was against it. And so, and a lot of those are in unincorporated areas that didn't really connect with any of the projects that were submitted. And so, this gives us the option if that six penny tax is not in place to define some different boundaries and get our projects going
yeah.
here on a local level.
I guess that was my question, though, is how specific could the boundaries be defined? So let's say that the Kemmer Town Council decides that they need mm-hmm. some funding for projects. Could they then go to the commissioners and say, hey, we want to implement this special tax? I mean, if this passes, could the city council then go to the commission and say, we want something just for Kemmer now?
My understanding is we already have that ability right now. What this gives us the ability to do is have a little bit wider swath, if
okay.
you will,
yeah,
and reach out. And it could be us and Diamondville creating the district together, or it could be us and everybody from Cokeville South could define some boundaries together. Or, it's basically customizable based the way we've worded this. Such that it could be, and probably normally in adjacent communities it would be logical, but, it could be us and anywhere Cokeville South, all those precincts that want to work on some projects for their streets or other things.
That's Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir joining us this morning. Brian, anything else on this proposal that you'd like to discuss?
I think. I just want to make it clear that we're just giving local governments a little bit more leeway, and the county can also, within those areas, the county can have projects, not just the city. So in the unincorporated areas that are within that district, they could have projects submitted as well and get revenues from it. So,
Brian, anything else happening within the city of Kemmer that you'd like to discuss today?
So we actually are just finishing up. We just finished a project on the pool. The pool is ready for the winter, and we've fixed our pool, our outdoor pool. We got a nice donation from the Lions Club for that, and that helped pay for it. And we also are finishing up the heating system at our rec center just in time. It's starting to get a little cold here, and we're putting in a new heating system. It's it's about a 40-year-old building, and first time it's been replaced. So we're going to try to get some efficiency savings from that. We're also we just lost our director of golf and parks, as well as his wife, who is our recreation manager. They got a job closer to home in Indiana. Ryan Franklin, Sam Mancino, and so we actually have some openings here. We're looking for a golf and parks director. We're looking for a recreation manager, and we're also looking for a police officer. So, and we're also getting ready for winter here, of course. We're going to put a new roof. We've had some leaks in our city hall roof, so we're getting ready to put on a new roof before the winter starts getting intense here. And the other thing we're doing is we're going to be sending out a survey to people about the nuclear plant that we hope to get here, get their feelings in a little bit more formal way in our next water bill. So we're going to ask the citizens and residents of Kemmer and Diamondville, the water bill, to give us their opinion about nuclear and any concerns they may have.
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, thanks so much for your time.